A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey chickens, welcome to my 21st, 29th birthday week edition of Doctor Who's Terror of the Autons. Hey chickens, it's the fabulous Adam Richard, and I am drinking a very strange cup of tea. Apparently can only be picked by women at midnight, or something like that, in the full moon. I don't know how it works. It's got a weird story. Anyway, it makes me a bit hyper, so this could be crazy. This is my week of my 21st, 29th birthday, when you get the official letter from the government that says, please send us your poop. It's a thing that happens when you reach this divine age. You have to send your poop in. So we are going to be watching The Terror of the Autons by Robert Holmes, one of my all-time favourite stories, and the story that was on air in Britain the week that I was born. So we start with episode one, and it begins with an international circus. Oh, better than one of those local circuses. International circus, they have elephants and lions. Oh, my God. And a cigar. The guy's got a cigar. This is so Y1K. you don't see any of those things anymore. Oh, a horse float just appears from nowhere. Sounds like a TARDIS. Oh, there he is. I am usually referred to as the Master. It's the first appearance of the Master. How exciting. And old mate's like, I don't need conjurers. Oh, heaven. I've just seen an entire horse float appear. It's like, nah, I don't need bloody magicians in my circus. Oh, and then the Master hypnotism music plays. So next thing we see, he's committing a crime. He's broken into somewhere made of green screen. I think it's a unit place, or is it a museum? I don't know what it is. Meanwhile, the Doctor's having a sing in the TARDIS. Oh my God, it's Joe! Oh, Joe has entered. She's so tiny. Look at her. I mean, I have met her in real life. Oh, look, put the tarp down. Mama's dropped her name. She is very small. She's a very, very small person and a delight. Katie Manning is just a delight. The Doctor's like, no, not today, thank you. He thinks she's making the tea. The Doctor makes some sort of weird spark with his experiment. So Joe puts it out with a fire extinguisher. I keep going to call it this fire distinguisher because my hilarious fiance, for whom English is his third language, 1 week at Aldi, said, do we need a fire distinguisher? Because, you know, the middle aisle, they'll sell anything. And I laughed hysterically, which I know sounds racist, but about a month later, we're in Shanghai, and I tried saying thank you to a security guard, because, you know, there's security guards everywhere. It's communist China. My bag went through like a metal detector in the train station, and I've tried to say thank you which is Cheshire. By the way, it's a tonal language, so if you change your tone, you can be saying something completely stupid. And I was like, yes, yeah! Well, I don't even know what I said. Anyway, Gary's like, what did you just say to that? And I said, I repeated it, and he goes, yeah, you just said sister! Yeah, even when I try to talk Chinese, I am the gayest man who ever lived. Where do we get on there? Fire extinguisher. The doctor calls Joe a ham-fisted bun vendor. She's his new assistant. He doesn't want an assistant. He doesn't want tea. And then she's got a report about a Nestine energy unit, which was stolen from the Space Museum. She's like, who would want to steal it? It was the master we saw. Meanwhile, we've got some scientist whining about his boiled eggs at the radio telescope. The master has turned up. Just as Eggsy's getting his lunch out of his tin, which is eggs, and he gets shot mid-egg. Oh, what a tragedy. The master has the Nestine ball thing in a cable, which he plugs into the satellite dish, and he's spinning around little wheels, which makes the satellite dishes turn the big radio telescopes to point somewhere else in the sky. Meanwhile, the guy that Eggsy was complaining to calls up to the control room. There's no answer. The master has his glowing ball. So the guy comes in. He's like a low-rent Michael Caine. He comes in and the creepy master music plays. Meanwhile, the brigadier says like that Joe is the perfect assistant for the doctor because even though the doctor says he wants a scientist, Liz, who was a scientist, said all he needs is someone to pass him things and tell him he's brilliant. Ooh, the shade. The brigadier says the doctor can get rid of her, but he has to tell her. So Joe comes in. She's done several competent things and the doctor tries to fire her and is like, well, thank you. You're going to be a big help. No, oh, big softy. Meanwhile, Joe gives the brigadier a report on the scientists disappearing at the radio telescope. And the doctor's like, ooh. So he drives out there in Bessie to meet Mike Yates and goes up to the control cabin. And there's some posh guy in a bowler hat who materializes with a TARDIS sand in the middle of the sky. And the doctor's like, you look ridiculous. And he's like, well, the master has arrived on Earth and the doctor should be made aware. And the Time Lord in the bowler hat warns the doctor there's a surprise in the control cabin of the satellite dish thing. It's a volatizer. If it falls, it'll destroy the research center completely. And the Time Lord zaps away. The doctor can't get the twine on the door. So what he does is rips the door open, dives in and catches the volatizer, and he's slowly unscrewing it when Mike Yates comes in and he's like, "Keep back." And he's like, "Is it diffused?" And the doctor finally unscrews it, goes, it is now. Mike introduces the doctor to the director and the doctor inspects all the half-eaten eggs. Then he opens the lunch pile. There's Eggsy in there. His name's Googe. Oh, if only his name was Googie. He's miniaturized and dead. The master meets Mr. Farrell at the plastics factory. He says, my people can't have too much plastic. Back at unit, Mike and the doctor explain to Joe that Nestines are space octopuses and they can make bodies from plastic. The doctor puts on a silver apron and gloves like he's going to do RuPaul's Bake Off. The master is hypnotizing Farrell. You will obey me. And the doctor's cooking something in a big box and the Brigadier's like, oh, that bomb that the master left, it must be very powerful. I'll get my boffins to look at it. And the doctor's like, well, you can't. I've just boiled out the contents. Oh, the doctor and his cooking. The master, meanwhile, plugs the Nestine sphere into a bit of the factory with his big white cable. And Farrell takes him to the computer. Joe, meanwhile, is breaking into the plastics factory. She sees the master and Farrell talking. And then, because she's dumb, she accidentally knocks over a crate. Oh, Joe, what are you doing? The master glares at her. Now we see her. She's been hypnotized. She's telling the master about the doctor, and he tells her she'll return with a negative report. Benton, meanwhile, Sergeant Benton says they found the other scientist's car with a unit box in the boot. Farrell's colleague, meanwhile, at the plastics factory, wants to know who this Colonel Masters is. And he says, look, go through the orders and tell me where he is. And there is no Colonel Masters as a client. And your colleague says, oh, your dad would, you know, he wouldn't like this, and things get a little bit frosty between them. Meanwhile, the master is animating some plastic doll people, you know, shop dummy type things. And I don't know why they're always wearing boiler suits, the Autons. It's like, we know who you are. You're wearing a boiler suit. You must be an Auton. Meanwhile, Sergeant Benton brings in the locked box. It's tied up with ropes. There's like, it's like way too much security for a locked box. There's there's a great big lock on it and all sorts of things. So Jo decides she's going to open it. I mean, she looks a little bit glassy eyed to be honest. And she's got like a giant set of keys, like a big skeleton key thing. So she starts unlocking this one, and then she's unlocking that one, and then she's trying to undo the rope. Meanwhile, smoke's coming out of it. Mike comes over and she punches him in the stomach, and the doctor's like, that's a bomb, stop her! And she continues opening it. Oh, then there's the end credits. Oh, means there's another episode tomorrow. It's very 70s, this one, isn't it? Oh, tea ladies and incompetent assistants like crashing around in plastic factory yards. It's kind of fun. Oh, poor Eggsy. He didn't even get through the first episode. What a pity. All right, more Terror of the Autons next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.